Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Bob Doty reporting. President Barack Obama says the United States and Ethiopia are strong partners on many issues, but is urging the government to allow journalists and opposition parties to operate more freely. In a news conference Monday with Ethiopian Prime Minister Hailemariam Desalegn, Mr. Obama praised Ethiopia's economic record and had this to say.
But in the past 15 years, Ethiopia has lifted millions of people out of poverty. We're working closely together to improve food security, to help farmers plant drought-resistant and higher-yield crops. We're building resilience to climate change. Fewer people are suffering needlessly from preventable diseases like malaria. More children are getting an education.
The U.S. president said he also held frank discussions with the prime minister and said opening space for journalists and opposition voices will strengthen rather than inhibit the ruling party's agenda. The U.S. State Department says widespread human trafficking is helping fuel the vast fortunes on the world economy, leaving millions of people exploited by unscrupulous labor overseers and sex traders in virtually every country of the world. In its annual human rights report, the State Department called the exploitation modern slavery, brutalizing girls and women into prostitution and forcing men, women, and children into low-wage jobs across the globe, if they are even paid at all for their work. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says human trafficking and modern slavery is an industry worth $150 billion a year. He said this year's report needs to be a call to action and urged governments to strengthen and enforce their laws. You are listening to the news coming to you from Washington, D.C.